From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed a sanctions bill that he declared is significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill has penalties aimed at Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Russia is accused of interference in last year's American presidential election. The bill also limits the president's authority to lift the punishments. One Republican Senator, Lindsey Graham, told CNN that the signing of the bill, with no fanfare and no audience of reporters and cameras, quote, reinforces the narrative that the Trump administration is not really serious about pushing back on Russia. And he said, I think that is a mistake, because Putin, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, will see this as a sign of weakness. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals.
The president said those minority workers will get a raise because the number of unskilled workers entering the United States will be reduced. He said the proposed bill would create a so-called points-based system that officials would use when considering applications to live and work in the United States. This is VOA News from Washington. NATO's military mission confirms that an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties, and a provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through Kandahar City when a suicide car bomber hit it. It said the blast damaged one of the vehicles, but would not discuss further details. Civilians were reportedly present in the area where the NATO convoy was attacked. An electronic voting technology company that tracked Sunday's Venezuelans' elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were, quote, manipulated. The head of the company says there was a discrepancy of 1 million votes between tallies announced by the government and those counted by his company's systems. The company, however, would not say if the tampering changed the outcome of the election. The human rights chief is calling for the immediate release of two prominent Venezuelan opposition leaders. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports now for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zeid Raad al-Hussein says he's deeply concerned that opposition leaders Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma once again were in jail. The Venezuelan Supreme Court revoked their house arrests, claiming they were planning to flee. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has declared the detention of both Lopez and Ledezma to be arbitrary and says they never should have been arrested.
It is absolutely illegal under international human rights law to arrest somebody and detain them arbitrarily.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. U.S. news outlets say President Trump will direct the U.S. Trade Representative to begin an investigation of China's trade practices under a section of the 1974 Trade Act. That section is aimed at protecting American industries from unfair trade practices of foreign countries. And the United States will officially begin banning its citizens from traveling to North Korea on September. The restriction was announced Wednesday. It forbids American nationals from traveling to North Korea due to a serious risk, it says, of arrest and long-term detention. You can find more on these and other breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA News Center in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.